That's right. Time to jump on the Tour Sound Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 4th of September. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 929, the Battle of Lenzen took place between the Saxon army of the Kingdom of Germany and the armies of the Slavic Radari and Leninan people, as the Radari forces attempted to resist German King Henry I's expansionism to the Elbe. The fighting was brutal on the wet and muddy day, with heavy losses for both sides, but eventually the Saxon cavalry succeeded in outflanking the Radari, forcing them to break ranks and flee, at which point they were cut down from horseback as they ran, or driven into a nearby lake and drowned. The Slavic army was essentially completely wiped out, and there remained no more possibility of serious Slavic resistance against German rule along the Elbe for the rest of Henry's reign. Today's date in 1607, the Flight of the Earls took place in Ireland when Hugh O'Neill, the second Earl of Tyrone, and Rory O'Donnell, the first Earl of Tyrconnell, and about 90 followers left Ulster in Ireland for mainland Europe due to English rule. In London, England, today in 1666, the most destructive damage from the Great Fire occurred on today's date, the fire ultimately destroying nearly 90% of homes in the city. New Caledonia was first sighted by Europeans during the second voyage of Captain James Cook today in 1774. 1781, Los Angeles was founded as El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora la Reina de Los Angeles, the village of Our Lady, the Queen of the Angels, by 44 Spanish settlers. You know, I've actually been there, the site of the original settlement. Really fascinating to see in the middle of this enormous, very heavily developed city. September 4th in 1839, the first armed conflict of the First Opium War, the Battle of Kowloon, took place when British vessels opened fire on Chinese war junks, enforcing a food sales embargo on the British community in China. As part of the American Civil War today in 1862, General Robert E. Lee took the Army of Northern Virginia and the war itself into the North. Emperor Napoleon III of France was deposed and the Third Republic declared on today's date in 1870. 1896, September 4th, after almost 30 years of fighting during the American Indian Wars, Apache leader Geronimo, along with his remaining warriors, surrendered to General Nelson Miles in Arizona. With Geronimo as a POW, the US capitalized on his fame by displaying him at various events such as state fairs, roundups, parades, exhibitions, and other public functions. He died at the Fort Sill Hospital in 1909, still as a prisoner of war. George Eastman registered the trademark Kodak and received a patent for his camera using roll film today in 1888. 1897, Essendon won the first AFL Premiership. During World War II, William J. Murphy commanded the first Royal Air Force attack on Germany today in 1939. And 1944, still in that conflict, the British 11th Armoured Division liberated the Belgian city of Antwerp. The first live transcontinental television broadcast took place in San Francisco today in 1951 from the Japanese Peace Treaty Conference. 1972, swimmer Mark Spitz became the first competitor to win 7 medals at a single Olympic Games on September 4th. Google was founded by Larry Page and Sergey Brin, two students at Stanford University today in 1998. Would have been good to be on the ground floor of that one. And finally in 2006, Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, died after being stung by a stingray. Very sad day today in 2006. And some famous birthdays: Dick York, the original Darren, born 1928. Dawn Fraser is 83 this morning. Damon Wayans, 60. And John DiMaggio, 52. And some famous musos: Blackie Lawless of Wasp is 64 this morning. Tim Fayle of Soundgarden, 60. Tough to pick a favourite, but we were hearing one from those guys. Fell on Black Days a little earlier. Denny Hines is 50 this morning. Mark Ronson, 45. Queen Bee, Beyonce, is 39. Sally Ford, 33. And Denny Worsop is 30. But going out on this one this morning. This one going out to Merrill Bubba Knight, founding member of Seminole Soul outfit Gladys Knight and the Pips, alongside his sister Gladys Knight herself, of course, other sister Brenda Knight, and cousins Eleanor and William Guest. 78 this morning, although it's Gladys' name on the marquee, Bubba considered the unofficial leader of the group, instrumental in handling the Pips' business matters. Multiple Grammy and AMA winners, inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're going out on the song that launched them, Gladys Knight and the Pips. I heard it on the grapevine. For this same history, on 2SER.